to my heartbeat sound.
Good evening, Moxie.
Oh, is it playing? I didn't know that. I didn't know it was started. Good evening, Father.
How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. And to everyone that has clicked on this podcast, if you are, like, if you can get sensitive sometimes, or, like, we're putting a warning that we are maybe talking about some things that can make people get sensitive and stuff.
We're going to be talking about Moxie's endoscopy a little later in the episode, or probably right after I finish saying all this stuff. So there may be something that could trigger you if you are sensitive about doctors or having, surgery type things and stuff like that. I'll put a chapter marker in the podcast where that is, and then also a spot to where you can skip over if you need to.
What we're going to talk about is what happened today, and then we'll do what happened yesterday, and then what happened the other day.
Okay.
Today, back to Monday.
All right, so today is Sunday. It is Sunday evening. What did we do today?
Today, we went to the Apple Store in Livingston Center. what center was it?
We went out to Glasgow.
Glasgow. And then we went to the Apple Store, and I was in a session where we got to make a comic book. It was 2 hours long, and if anyone is listening to this that I had seen at the, like, the Apple Store, hello!
Yeah, so Apple, now that COVID restrictions have lifted a little bit, as well as it being the summer, Apple has what's called summer camp sessions, and you can go there and you can learn how to do a thing, be it a photography session or stuff like that. And the one that they did today, which was for kids 8 to 12, I think, was to go around the area, take some photos, and make a comic book. And you made a comic book, didn't you?
Uh-huh. I made a comic book called Space Cat and the Evil Flowers.
Yes. Space Cat and the Evil Flowers, yeah.
I'll tell you a little bit about it. So, the first page had Space Cat. He was a little brown cat that didn't have any patterns, was just brown with red inside the ears and then a red mouth. And then he had a friend named Toffee that I actually won at the Whitburn Gala Day. I did a hook a bag or a duck to win a prize, and I got Toffee. I'm going to ask Dad to insert a picture of Toffee right here.
Toffee is the name of the little dog
called Max the Space Dog, but actually, well, Max the Space Dog in my story, but in real life, he's called Toffee.
Okay. We went outside, and you took a series of photos, either of the dog, you took one of me.
Like, in the first picture, I had you going, like a funny, angry face, of, just so it's like, I'll tell you the speech bubbles that went with it. It is, Space Dog is in trouble. Get your ship. And then Space Cat is saying, okay, master, because Dad was the master of space people.
That's my job, yes.
Yes, that's your job.
Does it pay well?
It pays you £1 per hour, and you work 5 hours a day.
Well, that's not very well.
No, it pays you £100 per hour, and you work 5 hours a day.
Okay, I can live with that. Where's this money?
Here.
That's pretend money.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Here's all the real money.
I want real money, Moxie. Come back to me later with the real money.
I've got real money right in my hands, right here.
Achoo. Okay.
All right. Thing after that was Space Cat was falling from the sky. And then the next photo was Space Dog yelling, help, help, help. And then it was another picture of Space Dog sitting on a bench And then the flower, and then he was saying, the flowers. And then the flowers were saying, we are going to eat you. And then Space Cat ran and said, no. And then ate the flowers saying, nom, 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 nom. And that's it.
Did you enjoy the creation and all the fun stuff we did?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. And just so all of you know, I'm yawning because I'm tired because it's really late at night. And I'm not yawning because I'm getting bored of this podcast, just so you know.
Well, it is summer break and it's 10 o'clock at night that we're recording this. And then after this recording, I will be editing it and then posting it for tomorrow morning. So we did that today. And not everybody knows what a gala day is. So
it's technically like a fair.
Part of it is a bit of a fair. It is a celebration in the towns in the area of Scotland that we live. A lot of the villages and towns here have what's called a gala day. And they happen during the summer most of the time. And it is a celebration of the year and things along those lines. Yesterday, Moxie and I, as well as one of her friends and her dad, went and watched the parade, which was very fun. Lots of bagpipes, lots of bands.
We got to see some people that we knew.
A lot of folks that we knew marching and doing fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then
my school was actually in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
We were representing Brazil.
Very cool. And there was a lot of nice Brazilian drum music going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we walked down to a different part of the town. And down there is where there's a whole bunch of shows. That's what they call them here. Back in the States, we'd call it a small little carnival, things like that. And you and your friend got to ride a few rides. They all got into these space bubbles that are on water.
Yeah, I think it was like, you know those bubbles that you blow up with air and then you like lock it and then someone pushes you into the water?
Was that fun?
That was extremely fun. That was, well, the only ride we really went on, like the only thing that we really went on that was mechanical and stuff, was the...
You did the swinging chairs.
Swinging chairs. And then the rest, we just did two fun houses and then what we just said.
Yeah.
And then...
You won...
Toffee.
Well, part of the reason was there's a lot of crowds. I think it was the most folks I'd seen there in any of the gala days that I've been to.
And it was just really expensive. And
the prices for all the things was really high this year. A lot more than I felt comfortable paying. So we finished up there. And then we went home and had a relaxing afternoon.
Yep. So, we'll go on. Also, yesterday what happened, I got a COVID vaccination and my arm still hurts from that. My arm, whenever I move it, it just gets sore a bit where I got the vaccination.
Well, this is your second vaccination shot, I think.
Second vaccination.
Your last one, I think, was in March. So that's when you got your first one. You just got your second one, so that you fully vaccinated. Hopefully, if you ever do get COVID, the severity of it, how bad it will make you feel, won't be as bad as if you didn't have the vaccination. Just like when I got sick, it was really rough, but that was with the vaccination.
Uh-huh. And when Mom got sick, it was really rough for her as well, even with the both vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I had only had one vaccination and I didn't even catch it. And I was snuggling and hugging and everything with Mom and Dad and I didn't catch it.
Yeah, very good that you didn't catch it. And we all isolated and we protected ourselves. So we did that on Saturday as well, Saturday afternoon. And then that was us done. Now, Friday, this past Friday, was your last day of school for your summer break. Was it a good day?
It was a great day. That whole week, we didn't even need to do any work.
Was that cool?
Yeah. And I think it was either Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday. I got to see my new teacher.
Yes, you did. And that was a really cool experience, yes?
Mm-hmm. And the teacher I got is very kind, and I'm excited to have them.
And your best friend is in your class now, too.
My best friend is in the exact same class. We haven't been in the same class for 2 years.
Was that P1 when y'all were in the same class?
Yeah, and P2.
Okay.
P3 and P4, we weren't in the same class.
I'm sorry, but...
And in P5, we're finally going to be in the same class.
Are y'all going to drive your teacher crazy?
Yeah, and we're sitting right next to each other.
That's very cool.
We got to pick our seats.
Hopefully you two will behave, and...
What? Before I... If I mentioned I was with my friend in the class, would you think we would sit beside each other?
Yeah.
Would you assume that we were sitting beside each other?
Mm-hmm. I figured as much, at least until the teacher moves you two away from each other.
I hope never happened, and I hope never happened, and I don't think will ever happen.
It all depends on how well you two pay attention in class, how disruptive that may be, and how well your grades are. So those are the kind of things that your teacher will keep track of.
Will I start getting grades?
You already kind of do.
Do I?
Yeah, but it's not the same type of grades that
at get, like high school and college,
yeah,
and university.
But they're still going to watch how well you do with your various things that you're learning.
The thing that I don't understand, they changed the E. Instead of, like, when they do A, B, C, and D in the tests, instead of it being A, B, C, and D, E, people thought that they were getting excellent instead of, like, bad, and then they changed it to F. But if I get an F, I would, the first time, if I didn't know what F meant, I would probably think it meant fantastic.
Well, I think the F stands for fail.
Yeah, or failure.
No, not failure, fail.
Okay, but then I would have thought it would stand for fantastic.
You could. You could probably make a happy letter for all of them. You know, A for awesome, B for best, C for champion, D for delightful. You know,
F for fantastic.
You were off school for 3 days this week. Starting with Monday, you being off was in preparation for what we did on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we're going to talk about medical things.
Yes, so...
If you want to skip it, that's okay. Our feelings won't be hurt. There'll be a spot in the podcast chapter stuff somehow that'll allow you to go to the next chapter. I don't know how long this discussion will be, but we'll leave it at that.
So, yeah, So we're going to start talking about medical stuff. So there's going to be a place you can skip to just so you, in case you get sensitive. Okay, so.
So what did we do on Monday?
On Monday, I can't remember.
You can't remember. So on Monday, you didn't go to school.
I didn't go to school.
I worked, time off at 11:30, and we drove somewhere.
We drove to, I can't remember.
A COVID testing site.
A COVID testing site, yes. I had to get a swab up my nose and down my throat, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It was really just not as bad as I thought it'd be.
It was really quick.
It was like an hour to drive there, and then it was 20 seconds to get it. And then it was an hour back.
Yes, it was a long drive. A lot of traffic.
Just for 20 seconds.
But we got back in time. And as part of the rules, after you got your COVID test, you needed to essentially isolate. So no going to school, no going to public places and things like that. Did all that. And the staff there at the COVID testing site told me that they would call us if you tested positive for COVID. We didn't receive a call, so that basically meant you were negative.
Yeah, I was negative.
So on Wednesday, you had to be ready for all the stuff. So at 7:30 was the last time you could have something to eat. Mm-hmm. So what did you have for breakfast?
I had one croissant, and then there was a quarter left of a croissant.
Yeah, so about one and a half.
Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't eat anything else, and I was starving because it took 5 hours to go into the endoscopy.
We did that, about 7:30, did that, and you could only have clear fluids or diluting juice.
Clear fluids or diluting juice.
Or Kool-Aid or anything like that. Yeah. No fizzy juices or anything like that, only water stuff. So we left the house at a little bit before 10. Because we left here at 9, I think, because we needed to be there by 11:30. And it was going to take an hour to drive. Uh-huh. We swung by one of the shops to get some drinks for ourselves and a couple snacks for later.
Also today, I tried a new type of crisp. I'll talk about that later, though.
Talk about that later. Right now, we're talking about stuff. Because I'm pretty sure the people who, if someone skipped this, they would like to hear the new crisp talk.
Yeah, okay.
So we got there about 10:30, got you checked in, and you got changed into a gown and everything else. And we were told, okay, around 1:30 is when they'll start seeing kids. You did not get seen until 3:30 that afternoon. So we were there for 5 hours, you being hungry, starving, hangry, whatever words you want to use. You were hungry and a little grouchy because I think the internet wasn't that good there.
It wasn't that good.
You were getting bored of all the things that you had on your iPad. And me, you, and mom were all just getting frustrated with having to wait because we kept seeing other kids. I mean, the entire ward where we were emptied, except for you.
And then it filled in again, and then it emptied mostly again.
And it took forever for you to get seen. But you did get seen.
Finally.
And I went with you to go get wheeled and get under anesthetic. How did that go?
So they were trying to put a cannula in me, but that didn't work out good because I was getting really scared and nervous. So what they did was they asked me to pump up a green balloon. But while I was like breathing in and out, pumping it up, I only got to 20 puffs and then I fell, like I went bleh.
Yep.
I was asleep.
They used gas to put you to sleep, which is good. No needles were needed for that, but when you were going to sleep, you were getting very nervous.
Uh-huh. And right before I went to sleep, all I remember was holding the doctor's hand and then like getting really upset because I got really dizzy and I didn't like anything. But that's all I remember. And then waking up.
And then your mom and I went and grabbed something quick to eat. And we went back out to the car to get some Doritos. And I had a Dr. Pepper. And we drank that real quick and came back. And we only had to wait about 5-10 minutes, and they came to let us know that you were done, you were awake, and they wheeled you back into us where we were waiting for you, and you were a little woozy. But
no, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't.
I got video of it. You were woozy.
I didn't feel woozy. Mm-hmm. Also, Dad loves Doritos.
You woke up, and how did you feel?
I felt sore throat, I felt tired, and I don't remember.
Were you thirsty?
Yes, I was thirsty. I was hungry, starving, I was hangry, whatever you want to say.
So the nursing staff brought you over
a jelly.
It's a jelly and some juice, and you drank that and ate that and were good to go. Then a little bit later, once you were more awake and alert, the doctor came over to tell us what he saw inside your tummy.
And we've actually got a picture right now.
Yep, but we're not going to put it into the podcast.
Because it's gross.
It's
to me.
It's gross. It's the inside of your tummy with a camera taking a picture up your throat. And we're going to find out in about a week or two. The doctor will give us a call to let us know what the results were. And we will find out from there what kind of dietary changes we need to make in our lives. How do you feel you did overall with getting your endoscopy done?
I feel happy that I got it over and done with. I feel even more brave that I got it over and done with. And I'm just really happy that I got it over and done with.
Well, me and your mom are very proud of how well you behaved. It was new. It was scary. A little bit stressful. A little worrying for everyone. And just frustrated everywhere with all the waiting. And you were great. You're just awesome.
I spent some time on my iPad, and then me and Mom went to the playroom because I was getting bored. And then Dad came to the playroom, and then it was time. I don't know anything else to talk about, do you? Or
well, we're done with the endoscopy stuff.
Uh-huh.
So
we can talk about the new crisp I tried.
So today, on the way to the Apple store, we stopped to get some fuel. And you also said, Dad, I'm thirsty and a little hungry. So I went into the shop to get you a drink, me a drink. I got you some Pringles, and I got myself Cool Ranch Doritos. And I said, hey, while we were driving, I said, why don't you try this crisp?
And I was like, ooh, that looks like nachos. Yeah, I'll try that. Took it, and I was like, om nom nom. That's amazing. That's my new favorite crisps.
And I think on that, we'll go ahead and close out the episode. Does that sound good?
Yes. We have a Patreon you can go support us on, and you can comment and ask questions and that stuff. Have a good evening/night/morning/afternoon. Bye-bye!